want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Joining us is our news director, Andy DeRiso, and our special guest for the balance of the show is mortgage fraud activist, is what I'd like to label her now, Sherry Wilcox. And Sherry, as we went to the break, I have to tell you that the list of complicit criminals in this mortgage fraud are growing and growing. You've related a story about how Hank Paulson, formerly the head of the Treasury Department, Goldman Sachs, tried to buy his way out of criminal difficulty with a promise of putting $50 million of his own money in. You've also talked about how these one mortgage note might be in 20 different bonds. So you've got one bubble on top of another imaginary bubble, and pretty soon the whole system could crash, and I could see our homes being worth about 10% of their original value, because that's certainly what happened with the derivatives in the futures market. And we're looking at Moody's, the supposed rating referee, I like to call them, for anything financial. They're complicit in this fraud. The federal government's complicit in the fraud because they gave the bailout money to these people to continue the fraud, where this money was paid out to affiliate banks participating in this broad-based fraud overseas. Am I getting this correctly?
Yeah, actually, but oh wait, you've missed a few points.
Oh yeah, well, that's why I had you
like
on.
That commercial, but there's more.
And there's more, yeah. Okay,
but there's
go ahead.
More. About 2 weeks ago, you know, the whole bank, how they're going to restructure the banks, and Congress went through all that. Well, and the Federal Reserve actually got a lot of control. Well, now Bernanke has come out saying that with any lawsuits, what he wants in the way of to go into effect almost immediately, this has to pass through, which I can't believe that they will, but you never know. With any lawsuits, if you're going to sue against wrongful foreclosure, then you have to put up the full amount of the value of the mortgage as a bond to be able to file suit. Okay?
Okay, we're going to have to slow down because you have to break this down for a simpleton like myself. I'm sure my partner Annie is way ahead of me on this, but you're saying that Whisker Man Ben Bernanke, the head of the Fed, is essentially saying that he now wants the Fed, private bankers, private, not regulated by the federal government, people that won't open their books for auditing, tell the U.S. Congress to go to H-E double hockey sticks. You shut up and sit down. You American people will do what we tell you. You don't have a right to know what we're doing or how we're stealing your money. They want that organization to be put in charge of our home mortgages. Am I hearing that correctly?
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
But that's what Bernanke wants, okay? And what he wants then, because of all the lawsuits that are starting, people, the different lawyers, which is another whole thing of, but filing suit, he now, and the fraud is being uncovered. What's more amazing is that judges are ruling for the owners, and not the banks, just like Massachusetts, Supreme Court just ruled Friday. That's huge.
Let's get back to the Bernanke plan. Let's talk about
okay.
Well,
what he wants
Supreme
now,
Court
because
ruling.
Of all the lawsuits, he wants, if any person wants to file suit to not, for, against one of the banks, Goldman Sachs and Mears and all that, then to file suit, you have to put up, let's say your house is a $300,000 mortgage, you have to put up all $300,000 in a bond.
Okay, let's hold it right there because we're up against our break. Sherry, we're going to pick this up right at this point.
Okay.
Because essentially, you are your own collateral. That's what this is saying. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to come back with Sherry Wilcox for more of this horror story after a word from these sponsors.
Oh,
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Well, what I'm wondering here is, I was contemplating over the break about Bernanke's proposal that we're going to repeat for you. Is there anyone in any position of authority in Wall Street and the federal government who is not involved in this fraud? I'll save that question. So, Sherry, go ahead. Let's repeat what we said before we went into the break. If I want a bond, explain how this is, how we have to collateralize our own mortgages now. Under Bernanke's proposal.
Well, that's what, if we want to sue against Mears in the way of any right for them to foreclose or who the ownership of the actual mortgage is.
Okay, we got to back up just for a second, okay, before we go down that path.
Because we have to explain how the fraud actually
Yeah, well, we got to explain what Mears is. You basically have the six major banks, right? Okay, and they're in the mortgage business, and they put together this mythical entity called Mears, who on paper has no employees, correct?
Has 40 employees.
But on paper, claim they have no employees.
Right.
And they are the ones who will become the foreclosure agent on behalf of the banks and the mortgage companies, correct?
They are saying they are a nominee.
Explain that term for our listening
audience. Okay, well, that's what nobody can be the nominee, that the owner is nominating them as for foreclosing on a property.
Oh,
Mears,
I see.
Stands
okay.
for Mortgage Electronic Registration Service.
Yes, and they claim to be acting on behalf of the company that would be the holder of the mortgage note, and so when they move to foreclose, they're saying they're doing so as the nominee of the people or the company owning the note, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And because there is no note, because many times these notes are as many as 20 different bonds, what they're doing is committing an act of fraud representing something that no one can produce.
Well, no, the note actually can, the note's been copied, and there is that produce the note. Well, they do produce a note, but where's the wet ink note, okay?
What do you mean by that?
The wet ink is actual, what they'll do is just like anything, they'll put it through a scanner, it goes into a computer, and boom, it's in the computer, and they've tossed the wet ink notes, you know, and so that's what, where's the note whole thing going on is asking for the actual wet ink. Where's the note that I actually signed? Don't give me a computer copy. Give me the real wet ink note. And that's what people, you have to really go to court and say, hey, I want the wet ink note. The produce the note has, the, you do that, and they're going to send you a copy of the note that you signed. And they've produced the note, but it's not the wet ink, which is what lawyers demand in a lawsuit.
It's not an official document.
Well, it's official in the way of when you're closing on a piece of property, that is the note. You're saying you owe them this money, okay? You have the deed of trust. You have your deed, which is the whole rigmarole of this is what the property, where it's located, and boom, 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 who owns it, and then all the mortgage information of it, of what happens if this, you know, if you default and all of that. Well, then you also sign what you call the note, and that is saying I absolutely owe this money to, let's say, you know, whatever mortgage company, bank at that time you're closing with. Now, I want to point out something. Let's say there's Joe Smith goes, he's gone to a mortgage company. They say, yeah, J.P. Morgan Chase Bank will underwrite your mortgage, okay? Well, when they get the deed and they're at closing, it'll say the bank was J.P. Morgan Chase, and then under that, the second page of that deed, the second page says Mears. J.P. Morgan will be there as the bank that provided the money, but the actual beneficiary is what the word they use, of the mortgage is Mears. Now, Mears was created by the Wall Street banks in the 90s. Why they created it? For the two reasons. First of all, which we already talked about, the bonds, where they're able to sell all these bonds, you know, one house 20 different times, one house mortgage, and one bond owner doesn't know about the other. Well, they also created it because when you, which you'll see on closing papers, you'll see a registration fee, right? You'll all have that one sheet that has all the different fees, and you'll see a registration fee of, let's say, $30 to go to the courthouse and register your deed. Okay. Well, any time what you call an assignment, these are all very important words in the way of being used in any suits. The assignment of that deed in the beginning, the deed's been filed, there's that $30 charge. Well, then, as it says, you know, every bank sells the mortgage how many times. So before, if a mortgage was sold, one bank consolidated into another or whatever, mortgage was sold, somebody from that bank, mortgage company, had to actually go down to the courthouse, file a new assignment of the deed for you and your property, and they had to pay $30. You didn't have to pay it. The bank had to pay it. So mortgage sold how many times? They'd have to go and pay that $30 every time. So creating MERS, Mortgage Electronic Registration Service, they have been able to, there's no assignments. There is only the deed filed, and after that, there is no tracking of ownership of the property, because there is no one owner of the property. So that's why there is no assignment, the deed, the note, they've all been separated. Also, there are lawsuits. There's, I believe there's 16 in the states right now for various states. Two, California, Nevada. Okay, they're public. Everybody knows it. And 14 of them are gag ordered by the judges. They're class actions against Mears by law firms, class action law firms, for the states. This is a way. Trevor Hearn, or Hager and Hearn out of Nevada, I want to give them, I want everybody to know, they are the ones who started this. They are the ones that the other law firms have been gone through. Basically, the paperwork's exactly the same of getting the lawsuits. And this is a way that I think she felt that, all right, we need to at least get the foot in the door here. And so it's for the state against Mears for all the billions and billions of dollars that they have screwed the states out of. Excuse my language, but they, you know.
Yeah, I know, I completely understand, but this is one thing that kind of baffles me, though. Not only they screwed all the people in the states, which is okay to say even on a family show.
Okay.
You would expect in bankruptcy court or in foreclosure proceedings that if the mortgage is held in 20 different bonds, you'd expect 20 different people to show up and make claim, wouldn't you?
Oh! There's been horror stories about some of that. There's somebody in Tennessee. She got foreclosed on, and then 3 months later, she got some letter from somebody else saying, "Well, they own the mortgage and they're foreclosing on her." She said, "Hey, I don't have a house. You can't foreclose on me. Somebody else foreclosed on me." And they told her, "Well, you owe us all the money then." And they filed suit against her for the money of a house that they're saying they own the house. That's how crazy it is. It's such fraud. Okay. The paperwork irregularities. Since Mears is a nominee, they are a shell. They're nothing but created just for the banks to make more money, billions, being able to sell, I don't know how many different, a mortgage and how many different bonds. It's estimated per $100,000 mortgage, house mortgage, they've made $3 million off of it already. The servicers, who are the ones, that are, J.P. Morgan's a servicer, all those names that you hear, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, all of them are servicers. They are not owners. Mears is the nominee for the owner. There is no owner. So when you hear Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, all of them have stopped foreclosures, well, no, they don't have a right. Only an owner can foreclose. And that's where you're hearing about the servicers and the fraud. Now, Congress...
Let me understand. Is Mears a servicer then? Is that the...
No. Mears is the nominee for the owner.
Okay, so then Mears goes out in the contract with a servicer to foreclose.
No, the servicer is who you've been paying your monthly payment to.
Yes.
Okay? You've been paying, let's say, to Chase. Let's say Lytton Loan, which is a Goldman Sachs company. Bank of America. They're servicers. Okay? They don't make money by servicing. You know how they make money?
Oh.
Foreclosing.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's not leave that point too soon. I pay 3 years on my mortgage and I get foreclosed on, and then you come in and pick up my mortgage as the second buyer, then you start over with a new 30-year mortgage. They make more money if they can repeat this process 3, 4, 5, 6 times on the same mortgage.
Well, not just that. See, how they also make money is that they have the write-off in the way of it. They also want people to be late. Because the way they make money is
yes, because they can write it off on their taxes, exactly.
Right.
Okay,
and then
sit tight, Sherry.
We're
up against the break. We'll be back in just a moment. More on this travesty with Sherry Wilcox after a word from the sponsors.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Oh, yes, the Berkeleyte, and I'm proud to say that I'll be purchasing mine from the RBN store tomorrow, and I would encourage all of you to do the same thing. Next week, you're going to hear why I'm doing this, as we're doing a show on water. We'll be joined by Mark Circus from Brazil, and we'll also be joined by U of A, University of Arizona Law Professor, Mark Glennon, and he's from Tucson, the site of the tragedy that we talked about in the first half hour, and they're going to be telling you why we're losing our water. And let me encapsulate it for you folks. It's being stolen right from under our noses. And there's going to come a time in the not-too-distant future in this country where many of us are going to have a hard time meeting our daily water requirements. And I'm not talking bathing and cooking. I'm talking simply drinking. So you're not going to want to miss that show next week. Anyway, joining us this evening is my faithful and competent news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, and also joining us is our special guest, Sherry Wilcox, and we've been laying out the mortgage fraud, and I want to compliment Sherry for making this understandable and being patient with the mortgage fraud moron such as myself trying to put this together in a pace understandable that I can get it so we can help our audience to get it. But we're in a lot of trouble with regard to our home industry if these mortgage notes have been duplicated 19, 20 times over, because this is the same thing that caused the Wall Street collapse, and we're going to look at another massive bailout. There's no question this is happening. And also, after the bottom of the hour, I want to open up to your phone calls at 1-800-313-9443. And Sherry, do you agree with my assessment that we're looking at the possibility of the need for another bailout in the near future because the mortgage industry is going to deflate like a balloon with a pinprick?
Yeah, that's a possibility, but also that they're going to change the laws, which they've talked about, and make it where I'll sanction everything the banks have done in the past as being okay. My point with that would be, okay, we all signed a contract. So you're saying then any contract we sign, if the government then, if it's not beneficial to one of the elite or the banks or whatever, then they'll just say, oh, that contract's null and void. Oh, well, because the contract in it, there's a few very, very important things that I need to have everybody understand about this.
Well, if you're going to go into loan modifications, I want to save that till after the bottom of the hour break.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that's exactly where I want to end.
Okay,
with our discussion before we go to our callers, because this is, to me, one of the more important things. In fact, let me just briefly set the stage here. I've related this story before in the air. I work with a lady in a college where I teach at that wanted to, you know, refi her home and do a loan modification to reflect current interest rates. And she went to Bank of America, and Bank of America says, no, you can't do it because you're current on your mortgage. And they told her to go 3 months in arrears on her mortgage, which she and her husband did with some great hesitation. They put the money into an account to save it, to pay it off all at once. And so they got to the three-month level, and lo and behold, they were being foreclosed on. They immediately went down to Bank of America branch and tried to pay off their debt, and Bank of America would not accept the money. So now they're going to be in some possible litigation over how they felt that they were duped on this particular situation. And this is, I mean, have you been hearing stories like this as well?
Oh, gosh, yes. There's so many horror stories out there with the whole loan modification. And it's a way of the banks trying to, I hate to say it again, but they want to do the modification and get people in that temporary bit because there's fine print there. And this way they can turn around and just take the home really fast. And they can cover up their fraud. The point of foreclosures, as I see it, in the way of trying to foreclose on everyone possible, is and wanting people to default, is to cover up the fraud. It all stems back to the fraud. And what they'll do is throw the people out of their homes just so their fraud is not caught. What's great is that people have been waking up to it, but judges have been waking up to it. And I want to say, for a year and a half now, I have for a year and a half been trying to get a class action suit going. I have called hundreds of lawyers starting a year and a half ago. Trevor Hearn, I did work with, we collaborated for a while in the way of working to get class actions and all the non-judicial. In, oh gosh, December of 2009, this is before Mears, anybody even knew the name Mears or foreclosure fraud was even, you know, around or people understood it or had heard of it. I was working on getting representatives in all the states, along with getting lawyers in all the states who'd be willing, because in each, do class actions, you have to have each state have its own class action certified, and then you combine them all. I can say that in Missouri, I had found some people, and...
Well, let's not go into that right
now. I'm sorry, okay, go ahead.
This is going to be more time than we have before the break, but let me just say this.
All right.
Briefly, tell the listening audience, should they even consider doing a loan modification?
No. That's the way the banks cover it up. And also...
Well, wait, when you say cover it up, I mean, I'm looking at it, it's the way the banks are trying to steal people's homes by fraud and deceit.
Stealing people's homes, but also when you sign the paper, they then can cover it up. They can cover up all their past fraud. You're starting basically new, and they put you on temporary modification.
Absolutely amazing.
But
we're going to continue this because there's more on this loan modification we'll get to after the break. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. And I hope you've been listening, America, because they could be coming after your home as well. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Well, whatever you do, folks, do not try to modify your loan. You've heard it from Sherry. You've heard it from me. This would be a very, very unwise thing to do. We'll get to your calls in just a moment, but I want to go to Annie, who's been listening patiently, and she's formulated a couple of her own questions that yours truly did not think of. Go ahead, Annie.
Well, this, I got an email from Roger in Kentucky, and Sherry, this I think it pertains to your personal situation. It says, ask Sherry if she has requested a copy or filed a FOA for the study, report, evaluation, or other document from which these questions were obtained and the identity of the person who developed the questions. Like some sort of a decision-making process has to be behind all this, the paper trail. Says it would be revealing if a request was denied on national security grounds. At least the processing of the request or any relevant documents would cause them some embarrassment.
Oh, that is awesome. You know what? If you could email me that of what I should be asking and what I should send, that would be awesome. I would really appreciate that, and I will do that.
Annie, make a note of that. We'll get together after the show tonight. I'll get you Sherry's email
address. That
would be fabulous. And we'll send that out to her. Yeah, once again, you know, Roger, who obviously sent that to Annie for a good reason, you know, he comes up with the best questions, Annie. He really does.
Oh, yeah.
Annie,
I appreciate that, too. I would love the email on that.
Okay. And so I'll email him tomorrow and ask him more questions on it, and we'll get it all together, and I'll send it to Dave, or I'll send it to you, or we'll do it. I don't know if you have an answer to my question or not, but I'm just going to throw it out there. If they devalue the dollar to, let's say, 50 cents, mortgage balances and everything else that we owe are going to stay the same from what I understand. So in that, people would lose their homes, lose their houses, their property, and be pushed into mega cities. This goes into other shows that we've had.
Agenda 21, Annie, is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yes.
That's true. And, you know, I'm not an investment advisor, but then people who are listening, who are awake and aware and realize that, people should be paying attention anyway. You know, where should you put your money? Of course, in metals to protect. You know, when the dollar devalues, you can look at it two ways. Either you can lose your house, or you've made smart investments that you can pay off your mortgage that would be like for nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know exactly what you're saying. It's a great question. You know, let me draw upon my, put on my history hat here, because I used to be a teacher of history. You know, in the Depression, that those people who hung on to their jobs had their incomes devalued by an average of 40%. And I think we'd be looking at this as a minimum. And for most of us in America, if we lose 40% of our income, we certainly cannot afford to keep our mortgages. So it almost like it looks like a two-tiered plan of attack to me, Sherry. Number one, let's get people out of their mortgage or other homes, I should say, by tricking them into doing loan modifications, as well as we'll trade on their note over and over and over and build this huge bubble we'll profit off of. And to heck, if the system collapses, we don't care. And then the second part of this, it's becoming increasingly clear that when the dollar melts down and they're betting on it melting down, they're going to get the properties anyway, all the rest of the people who can pay.
Right, but also you have the jobber. It's very, very, very important with the loan modifications. There's fine print. This is important for people to know, which we haven't touched on yet, that the fine print is in there that the banks have put in it and the government allowed them to. That says, all right, in judicial, you have to go to court. In the judicial states and go in front of a judge where they've just been rubber stamping everything and foreclose. Non-judicial is where they have to let you know 4 weeks in advance that they're going to then auction your property on the courthouse steps. And it's, they just have to advertise it for 4 weeks. Well, when you sign a loan modification, there's fine print. People don't know that says if they don't accept you on a permanent basis, they can turn around on their own thoughts and decision and foreclose on you without any notification. All ways of foreclosure in that state are null and void. They can just do it. People have been paying. There are stories of people that have been paying their modification on time. They've been calling the bank saying, hey, is this permanent? What's going on? And they've got knocks on the doors of other people who have bought their house at foreclosure that morning.
Don't you find it interesting that we don't see one story on this on Fox, not one story on CNN?
No. No, and the stories, it's just horrible. And, you know, there's a judge, too. You mentioned your friend. There's a judge, a juvenile judge, I think that story came out today, that's up north somewhere who wanted a modification. And J.P. Morgan Chase said, okay, we'll stop paying for 3 months, just like, you know, your friend. And now they're foreclosing on him, and they won't modify. And he said, okay, I stopped paying, and they're wanting to foreclose. And he said, well, wait, you said you were going to modify. So the thing is, people have got to run away from modifications. Please don't touch them. Please don't sign any paperwork. Once you've done that, you've also re-signed things. And all past, it's the banks are not doing it for the people.
This is kind of like before the meltdown of the dollar and the economy implodes. It's really looking to me like this is the last garage sale in America, and they're trying to profit from it. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. Let's go to Danny in Houston. Hi, you're on with Sherry Wilcox. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I got your show. My house is paid off because my mother left me half the house I own now. Now my house is actually paid off. And in the process, I had to contest a will for $1,040,000. The will is not notarized, totally illegal. I lost in court, and the judge said my lawyer was either on drugs or drunk, so the hell is me, not him. So I sued him and won a judgment, $24,600 judgment, 10% interest. And then I went down to the county records just to look at things over, and it says in the county records that he has a lien against my house. My wife said, that's insane. I mean, they're going to steal our house, and we haven't been told anything yet. Nothing in the middle came says we have a lien against our house. And when I'm down at the county talking to these nitwits, some are actually hateful, really hateful, and try to get, you can't understand what it says unless they tell you what it means, because that's how screwed up and rigged all this crap is. And I mean, there are another talk show on this, so I'll be in live about exactly that. And they're just doing stuff down here in the county with paperwork that, you know, when they get ready, they're just going to throw you out in the street and take your house, and you'll know what hit you. I mean, I haven't read the stuff myself, and I can make copies of it, and I can ask them what it means. They'll say, well, you can pay an agency to check this lien against your house, and there's no lien against our house, and have this checked up on it. You go down there and ask them what those papers mean, and then it clearly says this lawyer who I sued, and now owes me $24,600 in interest, has a lien against my house. And then, I owe him a red dime. He lost in court and he didn't do anything. But that's how the Bank of America was playing the back of all this hell. They're the one that came with this phony will, and my relative died with $1,040,000 in the bank.
Well, yeah, well, Bank of America is involved in a lot of these frauds, particularly in the mortgage fraud. They're being sued here in Arizona by outgoing State Attorney Terry Goddard, outgoing Attorney General Terry Goddard, and they're going after them. And I think, Sherry, you're probably referring to Arizona as one of the 16 states that's involved in litigation against some of these banks. Is that right?
Well, in the way of a client, I believe, I'm not sure if Arizona is one of the ones, but it seems like it might be with the
border. What about Texas, where Danny is calling
from? Action against for the state.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure because I can't tell you what states except one I do know.
Yeah, okay, the one that you're in.
Yeah.
Danny, do you have a follow-up on this?
What I can do, I mean, I can get a copy of those papers and fax them to you. You can tell me what kind of garbage they are, but apparently they're legal documents, and the whole thing is just not even possible to understand what's going on. And also at the court, during the court, we went to court three times concerning this $1,040,000. And so my lawyer had to pay to have this Bank of America individual subpoenaed. I just said her name on public. We're ready right now to have this person subpoenaed. And that person didn't even show up. They're subpoenaed, and the judge didn't even care.
Really? Usually if you don't show up as a litigant, it gets thrown out.
Yeah, exactly. So I should have warned all kinds of reasons. And the judge was incredibly hateful. And, I mean, hateful isn't a word for it. And it goes on and on and on. And my wife would gladly tell you. I mean,
Sherry, I don't know if he's a candidate for your class action, but let's tell this caller, Danny, and the rest of our listening audience how to get a hold of you.
Well, if you go to my blog, SherryQuestioningAll.blogspot.com. My email address is right there on the side, which is SherryQuestioningAll@yahoo.com. And what I would like is people that have already been foreclosed on from Mears Banks, but also Litton Loan, Bank of America, right now in Tennessee, those two. There's a lot going on, and to try to even get into all that in the way of but I need people to contact me, okay? Also, regarding the deed of knowing, I don't, in the way of liens by other people, I don't even know anything about those type situations. But deeds, the deed of trust and so on, for Mears, from what I'm finding is that every deed has fraud in it, has faults in it, has mistakes in it. When a scrutinization costs about $200, everybody should take their deed, your Mears mortgage. You need to find out who does deed scrutinization in your area. Take your deed to it. Pay the $200. Or whatever, I don't know, you know, that's what someone said, you know, it's cost them. Or if you're getting involved in a lawsuit, make sure you get the lawyer aware. I want the deed scrutinized because for each mistake, which every one of them has to have, is a $2,000 fine to the bank, to you. Okay? So there are so many ways, like that guy did, violence is not the way. If we stand together and we do this on an intellectual basis of truth, and we have to stand up through the fears, through thinking others have more power than us, the banks have more power, no. We have the power of truth. We have the power if we stand up together. And I am asking everyone to really, we haven't been happy with what the banks have done, but also what they're doing, throwing people out on the street, just gets me so sick over fraud, over their greed of
money. Is it Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I-E?
S-H-E-R-R-I-E, questioning all. One word.
Let me say one more thing, too. In Texas, if you go to probate court, it's the same judge decides if you're sane. And when I dared try to interrupt, the judge clearly asked me, am I insane? In those words. And so if you fight these SOBs, they can actually call you nuts. And then let me raise it, because the same judge is the insane judge versus in the probate judge all in one, at one time.
Are your judges elected down there in Houston? Is this judge an elected judge, or is he an appointed judge?
Elected. And then also...
What's his name? Let's give him the credit that he's due.
I was kind of scared to say, but...
No, you're allowed to say it. There's no ban on saying it.
I'm so nervous I can't think of it. It's the only woman probate judge in Texas. That way I can get it.
There are many horror stories of judges, and what they've done is, which they wouldn't do for us or our lawyers, is that the mayor's lawyers have come... to court, and they'll say, oh, this is paperwork, and the judge will say, oh, geez, this paperwork isn't right. Well, we don't have the right assignment. We couldn't find it, but we'll have to get back to you. And the judge says, okay, get back to me. We'll delay this for another month, and you find the right paperwork.
No, it was on forever. I remember the judge's name is DeSaggio in Dallas, and on top of that, when she probated my father's will, my mother's will, and my rich relative's will, had no kids, and my mother told me she was insulting to her in the courtroom and did my father's will. And then when I had to have my mother's will probated, they had me sign a document with a notary, and the thing was rigged where he had the pages of inheriting half the house, my sister half the house. The page we notarized only had nothing but the notary. I mean, they could just take that one page and put it with any other group of paper and say I signed a notary for that too. And then I have five natural gas leases worth several $1,000 a month each, for guaranteed for 50 years. And then they're going to try to steal those things out and notarize the paper, giving them to God knows who, what I gave them to. And so they're taking that page I signed as a notary and using it for something else. And then when I go to the court clerk to get a copy of what the everything, they say, well, we don't have anything else about anything else. And it's incredible. I mean, I've been in some...
Yeah, it is incredible, and certainly the rule of law is not in effect. We've got to move along, Danny, but I wish you luck with this, and let us know how it's going. Thanks for the call.
Good luck, Danny.
Sherry, we look at this. I think you've done a marvelous job tonight coming on here and making this understandable for the layman. As you know, I've had some difficulty digesting this, because it is very complicated, and if it wasn't a complicated fraud, it would be easier to detect, and they've made it complicated on purpose.
Right.
But to me, it's as clear as anything can be right now that they want us out of our homes, and let me link this to another topic, if you don't mind, and Annie alluded to this earlier. Two-tiered process to get us out of our homes. One is the fraud, and the second one basically is they collapse the economy. No one's going to be able to afford to pay your mortgage anyway, and it'll revert to the bank. And it goes right into Agenda 21. How convenient, right, Annie?
It works for me. I mean,
well, Sherry, are you familiar with the tenets of Agenda 21 and wanting to basically crowd people into densely populated urban areas?
No. No, I've been familiar with FEMA camps, but not Agenda 21.
Agenda 21 is essentially, it's the crux of the environmental movement, and we're ruining the pristine environment, and humans are like human pox, akin to smallpox, and we should be herded into densely populated areas and live like people do in Brooklyn and Manhattan on top of each other, and that we shouldn't be allowed to use any energy. That's what the global warming cap and trade nonsense is about. And essentially those of us that they permit to live, hence you have the purpose of FEMA and the FEMA coffins, will be herded into these densely populated areas, and they have to eliminate home ownership. But really what we're getting to, and what I've called Agenda 21, and many guests have agreed with this on the air, is this is feudalism. And essentially, Sherry, if we play this out to the final kilt, the final card drops on this, you're going to look at basically no one but the super elite rich owning their homes, and the rest of us are going to be, if we're allowed to live on the feudal manor, serving our lords and vassals.
Right, just like the Guidestone has in the way of on their writing of what should be.
Exactly. Basically. Stay tuned, Sherry, and everybody else will be back to put a wrap on this interesting interview after a word from these sponsors.
I opened up the paper to the page in the back. It only took a minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our guest this evening has been mortgage fraud expert Sherry Wilcox. She is a participant in her own lawsuit against Goldman Sachs and Litton. She's not able to say a whole lot about that for obvious reasons, so we haven't pressed her on that point this evening. But she is looking for people to participate with her who feel that they, too, after listening to the show, have been the victims of mortgage fraud, and we would encourage you to contact Sherry. And, Sherry, again, would you give out that contact information?
Yeah, they can contact me at sherryquestioningall@yahoo.com, and everybody with Amir's is part of, has been victim of the fraud. So,
and I think it's safe to say Bank of America, Wells Fargo, any of the major six banks, and God forbid the Fed ever get a hold of this process, which is where I do...
64 million homeowners.
Yeah, well, the Fed won't be happy until they own every aspect of everything we used to own. But, Sherry, I want you to come back on the show periodically and give us updates in our news segment on what's going on with this fraud, because here's what we're dealing with, and here comes my mental health background coming into play here. America right now is suffering from cognitive dissonance, and what that basically means is they know something is seriously wrong, but they really don't know what, and when they are faced with what it really is when they first learn about it, they go into denial. And a lot of people right now are in denial. I mean, the government would never let this happen to us. The government's our third parent. They're going to take care of us. And this is the disconnect that many Americans are having between their own personal situation and the relationship that they have with their government. And so, Sherry, it's going to take some beating on the door to get people to answer, to pay attention, to remove this cognitive dissonance. So I certainly hope you'll be agreeable to periodically coming on with Annie and I and updating us as to what's going on in the mortgage fraud situation.
Absolutely. And I would love to do that. Then also, as you know, hey, I need people in this state or that state to contact me, then that would be, you know, that would be awesome.
We are going to do that because man's house is supposed to be his castle. We're supposed to be safe and secure in our homes, irrespective of Goldman Sachs and the rest of the criminals. Sherry, thanks so much for joining us this evening, and I'll be in touch, and we'll schedule those periodic appearances where you update us on what's going on.
All right, and thank you very much for getting the information out.
Okay. Good night, Sherry.
Good night.
And again, folks, that's Sherry Questioning All, Sherrie, Questioning All at Yahoo.com. If you want to be a participant or you think you might be a possible litigant in the fraud that Sherry is attempting to fight against, this gal is a crusader, isn't she, Annie?
She sure is. And she's like the people that we love to have on the show, just a regular person who does her homework and does a very good job of it.
Average Americans making a difference. Absolutely true. Well, next week, speaking of Agenda 21 and herding people to densely crowded areas, what better way to do it than take away people's water? And we're going to learn about water in ways that you have never heard of, in all likelihood, as we're joined by Mark Circus, and we'll be joined also by Robert Glennon, University of Arizona law professor. And he teaches at the University of Arizona Law School. And what he's going to tell you about bottled water will make you put down your bottle. And I want to remind everybody, go out and get your Berkey filter. I'm going to get mine, because after you hear the show next week, you will go get a Berkey filter, particularly if you have access to any water around you. But speaking of water, Annie, you know, one of the things that we really didn't get to cover very much in the past several weeks, because we were off for a week and we were in the holidays and so forth, is the new Water Act by the federal government, where they own every body of water that's standing. I wonder if that includes my swimming pool. Anyway, thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back next week, same time, same channel, hopefully without those technical snafus we had in the first half hour. I think we got those straightened out, and we'll be joined by our water experts. So drink heartily. See you next week.
Thanks, everybody.
The next